This is a new week, Travis, for Irate Radio. What's up?
It's a new lot of shit.
Party people.
What's up, y'all?
Party people.
Yeah. What's up, friends? Franimals.
Oh, you cool cat and kitten.
This is episode 43, man. That's 43 weeks of greatness. You all right in there? You got the COVID-21?
Coming back again, so it's
damn,
like...
Damn, Dr. Yeah. Fauci got you on lock, homie.
You're part of the wave, Fauci. I haven't heard that guy's name in a minute.
Dr. Fauci. Dr.
Fraudchi. Oh, my God.
Fraudchi.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. You guys didn't say anything about my hat, man.
There's a reason.
We were just going to let you learn your lesson on your own.
Say, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all. No, it looks nice.
Except when it comes to press.
True. Press. No, it looks nice. Oh. It looks like a happy birthday suit hat.
Well, it goes with the shirt. Show them the shirt, bro.
Yeah. It says, welcome to the shit show. Nice. Bitch. I just added that.
Is that trademarked?
TM. Hmm. Yeah. The bitch part.
Bitch.
Let me turn my phone down.
Yeah, thanks, professional. 43 weeks in. Doesn't know how to turn his phone off.
Okay.
But you know what's happening, Travis, is this episode is brought to you by my Michi Krula.
Yes, ma'am.
My Michi Krula on Instagram. Check out the Rimmy Dips, delicious Michelada mix, Pika gummies, CBD infused gummies, agua frescas, and what else, Christian? What else I got, dude?
Hey, my favorite. CBD, anything really, she'll hook that up. That's my favorite. What else they got? Pika salts and
the salts, too. That's right. Yeah, but those Rimmy Dips, man. I need to get some more
across the board.
I've been lacking because 100%. I haven't had any
should never lack
shenanigans going on except for the Halloween party.
Yeah,
but during the summer, man, I went through I don't know how many of those things, and one of those platters, delicious, dude.
Bomb.
Yeah, thank you, Erica. Find My Michi Krula on Instagram through our page, Irate Masterminds. Also, check out our YouTube, man. We got a bunch of videos up there. There's like, 30 plus videos on there, 35, 36 videos up on there.
It gives you a different look.
Yeah,
it gives you different put things together a little bit more.
Yeah, if you want to see our pretty faces. Well, Travis's pretty face.
Thank you.
That's about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to see my hat, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Go to XNXX, adult website. You'll definitely see plenty of those.
I took the MAGA bandana off.
Yeah.
Oh, why you take it off? It's not over.
It's not over, man.
Oh, man. All of a sudden, Travis is on the train.
Oh, I'm not on the train. I'm just watching the accident. That's all.
You're funny.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I like that Four Seasons, though.
Yeah, that's tight. I'm going to have...
that's hilarious, Jeff.
I'm going to have a birthday reception there on the trip.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be the hey, man, spot.
Book the Four Seasons for me. I got you, fam.
We got you. Say less. How many pounds of concrete you need?
We're like, bro, let's say lumberyard. Huh? Mm. Yeah. Anyways, that was funny. But yeah, man, welcome to another edition of Irate Radio. Week 43. What up? We are live, large, and in charge. how was your week, Travis?
My week? I know. It's something in this room, man.
Really?
Did you dust before we got here or something?
No, I never dust, so don't worry about it.
That could be one. my week was good. It's been busy.
Yeah.
It's been busy. It's been so busy that I don't even remember what I did. I'm already through the week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Yeah. And it's only Tuesday.
Yeah, but for you, it's Tuesday. For me, it's like my weekend. You know what I mean? So I'm all backwards.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
So like I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is the end of my week, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
It's dragging, huh?
This weekend was busy, yo.
Mm. For real?
Yeah, at work, at home.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
After work.
After work, everything. Yeah. It was just busy.
I can see that. That's cool. That's good, though. I mean...
yeah, I'm not complaining.
You're alive, except for that...
kind of.
That COVID-22 cough you got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What did I do this week? I don't even remember.
Yeah, right?
You don't even know.
It flew by. It flew by. Yeah. It was that busy. Oh, you know what it was?
Saturday. Saturday. It just chilled.
It was all this election stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Everything was distracted.
It ages you. Mm-hmm. That's
exactly what they wanted to do.
Damn. Bro, yeah. How was your birthday? Celebrated a birthday, if anyone out there didn't know.
Yeah, that's right. Birthday, you look bro. A little older.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Wiser.
Distinguished.
Yes. Distinguished.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mark that in your notes there. Distinguished.
Oh, no, to spell it.
Siri.
D-I-C-K-Gwish.
Siri, spell distinguished for Travis, because he's an idiot.
Whoa, cough. Whoa, that was extreme.
That's like the eighth cough so far,
it's
dude.
It's the Tito's.
Yeah, you didn't even bust that open yet, fool.
Oh, it's in here.
Oh, wow.
It's in here already.
You brought the lemonade, Faderade.
Bro, what did you do for your birthday?
What did you do for your birthday?
So Saturday I went out with some friends, which was very lovely, just for low-key time. It was last minute. And
low-key times are dope, huh?
Yeah, no, it was cool. I know you guys were busy, but it was cool, man. Went to a bar that I always go to.
What's going on, Trav?
He's tripping. He's coughing on that.
It is a Tito, though. He did take it to the head.
Oh, damn. Wow. You're a champ. They call that a champion.
Thank you.
Yeah. Campeón.
Champion.
Not champion. That's,
you know, I have a clothing.
Champurada. That's
clothing line, right?
What's that?
Champion? That's me. I didn't see. Took a second.
Yeah.
Old age.
It's just ridiculous. That's why. Anyway, so I went to the bar. It was real cool. Didn't stay too late.
Nice.
Just enough.
Could you have stayed late?
Yeah, of course. But everybody was like,
You didn't stay late. You just kept it low-key even at the bar, even the night, huh?
That's true, right. Because I didn't go wild on the shots. I don't do really shots anymore. Right. If there's a shot that I do.
Unless it's expensive.
If it's I'll tell you a story in a minute.
Never let that come.
I'll tell you a story right now in a minute. So
juicy.
The group shot, you take like, if it's my choice, I'd be like, yo, give us some Washington Apple.
Right.
That's kind of in the middle. It's not too crazy. It's still whiskey, but watered down.
That's whiskey in it?
Yeah, it's sweet enough.
Okay.
It should be Crown Crown Royal.
Okay.
And cranberry. Nice. And then just drank beer. The rest of the night,
like high percentage, like dude, IPA, double IPA. Oh yeah,
mango cart.
Was that like 4 or 5%?
Mango cart is 4%, dude.
It sneaks up on you.
I drank 5 beers, maybe the 32-ounce ones.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Damn, for real.
Yeah,
that's a lot of beer, bro. That's
yeah, but it's,
I mean, it is. I understand that.
It's.
I get it.
I can drink a lot of beer. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
Quick, that's how many ounces is that all together?
32 times 5.
It's a lot.
Come on.
164.
On. Nope, 170. Nice. But no
close,
cigar.
Yeah, close enough.
That's a lot, bro.
Yeah, so I had those, and I had a Washington Apple, a Mexican candy shot.
Those
which two of those, which was okay because they were made with vodka.
Yeah.
If you use the cheap-ass tequila, you're going to have a bad time with those. So
you have the squirts in this morning.
Oh, my God. So you go ask the bartender to make them with vodka, not tequila, because they use that cheap ass tequila and that'll shit kill you and ruin your shop.
Yeah.
So if they make it with vodka, you're straight.
Everyone makes it different, and you never know. You never know, like the pickle juice, for example. You don't know if you're getting tangy, dill, just
kosher.
You don't know. So that I
Trader,
I
miss, Trader I miss Joe's
the shots
bullshit.
We used to do on there.
The what?
The shots we used to do.
Yeah.
That was fun.
What kind of shots, Trey?
Remember, we just do shots.
Yeah,
just regular shots.
We're talking about like it doesn't exist. Like pre-COVID. Yeah. Remember, guys? Like that's gone.
Shots. Speaking of shots, and I was going to tell you the story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
So when I went to Arizona for training, the Tilted Kilt training.
Yeah,
we went with the owner, went with Eric, the other GM, and then the chef.
Right.
So, anyways, the guy, the owner, he took us out. And it was our first night there. We just got in the room, settled in, and then came out. And then we went to the bar. It was all white people, of course, in Scottsdale.
Oh, yeah.
That's so
where
like,
they're born.
Yeah. So we felt out of place, but Eric didn't.
Because he's right at home.
Because he's white. really white. He's the definition of MAGA right there.
What's up? That's Eric. Where it started.
Yeah, but that's my guy. I love that guy. He's like a second dad to me. To be honest.
Oh, okay.
He's really took me under his wing. Anyway,
nice.
We get to the bar, and he says, "Hey, what do you guys want?" And we're like, "I don't know. Like, you pick it. Whatever you want. It's your offering."
White people drink.
No. It was the owner.
What do you guys drink around
the
here?
The owner's actually Mexican, bro.
Oh, work?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, see?
Thank God for drug money. Yeah, that's what's up.
It's okay. Hey, like but see, I like how you were presumptuous there.
I was. I mean, Scottsdale, Arizona. Racist. I was on this whole trend.
Racist.
Yeah.
Reverse racist. Reverse racist. So he said, hey, let's do some Johnny Walker Blue. And okay. We're like, okay, cool. Like, we're going to, I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're going
to. Isn't that kind of expensive?
Yeah, so yeah, here's okay. The thing. So I said, oh, okay, well, I guess we're going to sit here for a while because we're not going to shoot these.
No.
oh, God, you already had the mental clock, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I was like, we're here for an hour with this drink. With this, you know, the shot size. And so I was like, great. And so he gets it, and the guy's like, this is $62 a shot. Talking to the Mexican guy, the bartender was.
Yeah.
White guy. And then.
Why would you do that?
But here's the thing. Yeah. The owner was like, okay, well, what are you telling me that for?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I want 4 shots.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? Make it 8 shots.
Yeah. Since you want to act
at
stupid.
$62.
Yeah.
And so, so 4 or 8 shots. Mm-hmm. If we have,
well, if it's 10, it's 620 divide that in half. You're looking at, 310.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Take away 2.
And so when we, so we took the first one and we had to shoot that one.
What?
Yeah.
So we, why did you have to?
Because he took it down. Because, he was proving a point.
Yeah. So now you got to get fucked up.
And so the guy was like, oh, okay, cool. And he paid with cash. And so the guy was like looking at us like, oh shit. Like,
who are these drug dealers?
Yeah. And then, we took the second one as a shot too. So we got kind of lit really fast because that Johnny Walker Blue sneaks up on you. Yeah, and that shit is strong. It's like drinking.
At least you got quality.
Yeah, it's like drinking vampire piss. That shit just like ravage your insides. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, check this out real quick, man.
Go ahead.
I had something a little plain. Look straight ahead though. Don't look that way. Look straight ahead, Trav.
We gotta. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Set that up.
We gotta explain the. We have to hook up the Bluetooth on there.
Oh, okay. It should be hooked up automatic from last time.
I don't know. Let's see. Just connected to. I'm trying not to look at the screen yet because it's a surprise. We got a surprise.
Is that Kevin Spacey?
Oh shit! Say this fool. Okay, go for it again. Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Sorry, YouTubers.
There you go. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, there you go. Hook it up, homie. Oh, and then make sure you press record.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Screen record.
Right now, actually. Boom. Boom, baby. I'm about to turn this mother up. But yeah. Anyway, so they presumed, and we took 2 shots of
Johnny Walker Blue.
Johnny Walker Blue each.
Damn.
$124 worth of alcohol. Okay,
120 each times 4, yeah.
Can I use
that
real quick?
Yeah.
So, bro.
Yeah, what's
I just
up?
Wanted to.
Talk to me.
I have a Zoom meeting set up for you right now. Travis knows what's up a
it's
little
for
bit.
Me?
It's for you, man.
What?
It's your birthday, you
Damn.
Know? Wanted to surprise you with a little something. So, let's start it up.
Okay, let's see what you got, man. That's nice.
Happy birthday. You only turned 52 once. Bro.
You're right. Good looking out. Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, did I move? I did move it.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, you're good.
Hey.
You can keep it in the middle. Just keep it right there, and then Travis can pop in. I can pop in.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I could.
Okay.
It can't go sideways, huh?
We can, but it's gonna.
It might slip.
Yeah, it might fall out.
Hey!
Oh man!
Wow! Hello,
Mom. It's my mom, everybody.
Oh, hi.
Yes.
Can you hear us okay?
Hi, Mom.
I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Hi.
Mom, this is the coolest thing that has happened on this podcast since we started it.
Wow.
Oh.
I feel like I need to be on my best behavior now.
Yeah, well.
No. I told Dave, you guys have to be yourselves. That's what I like. It's entertaining.
We did talk the other day, and I said, Mom, don't judge us when you listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
And she said, no, just please be yourselves. Don't let anything change. Just go ahead. I'm just an observer.
Right, right.
And I want you guys to know that it's the best thing that's happened. I love this podcast.
Aww.
In paraphrase, but
yes, right.
You know,
right. And then she gave you the rod.
Yep.
So we're all here, Mom. of course, we do this every Tuesday. I don't think we've skipped skipped a week, but no. And I even told Christian before, I think mom, when we started, I said, I want to get mom on the podcast, but I didn't know how we,
eventually, somehow, some way, we didn't know.
Yeah. Surprise. I didn't know how we
here
could
I
do
am, all the way in Vegas.
Are you in Vegas, really?
What?
I'm in Vegas with Debbie.
Oh my gosh, that's really, really cool. Can you see us?
Yeah, I can see you. I'm actually in the restroom at the Bellagio in our room.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, mom.
See?
I know the lighting is great.
You're acting real Kardashian right now.
Oh, look at that.
There's Debbie over there hiding.
Oh, you got the master suite?
Yeah.
Nice, mom.
Yeah, it's a nice room. Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying yourself.
We're here. We just got here today.
Oh, that's nice. How long are you going to stay?
Yeah. We leave Thursday morning, couple of weeks.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Debbie wants to stay forever.
Oh, of course. We love when Debbie's around because she knows how to have a good time.
That's what's
and
up.
She's always
she when, does.
When she's out, she's out.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So that's what's cool.
Yeah. And she's funny. Yeah, she's sincere. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Good friend.
So Christian surprised me with this call, Mom.
Oh, yeah. Good. He loves you.
Of course.
You know that.
Yep. And I wouldn't have it any other
brother.
Way. Yep. And I'm, and I'm glad that
he
we're all.
Up to you.
I know. I'm glad that we're all here and we're all together. Yeah. And my other brother. Yeah. My other brother, Travis.
It's good to see you.
My other brother. Yes, Travis.
Let me see. Let me
you're
move back.
You're my son from another mother.
Yes, I am. And I'm really sorry for scaring you all those times. Sneaking in your back door.
and leaving my gate open.
I know. No,
so Travis lived at our house when I was gone out of the house when I had moved out, and then you had moved in, and I think you were working maybe a later shift.
Graveyard,
and you used to come through the back side and the back door. Say maybe I don't know what time.
Mad early in the morning.
Oh, okay. And maybe you caught my mom and dad
a few times.
That's all right,
though. That's when, excuse me, that's when Sparky got out.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Rest in peace, Sparky.
No, stop.
So there's,
yeah, man, he's gone.
No, Sparky got out.
Yeah, he got out.
Hey, so there's a Morales home conspiracy theory of who let the dogs out.
No, it was probably me.
Oh yeah. Wow!
No.
He said he's got a brand new French a Frenchie he's gonna buy you.
Oh yeah!
If
done?
No!
Done.
I have my little buddy.
Oh. Just kidding. What?
That's funny.
What are
the song is true? Yeah. Who let the dogs out?
Travis.
Now we know. Now we know, Mom.
Oh man!
Where are you headed next, Mom? You guys going
we're
downstairs?
Up in the room right now. Yeah. We've been here since probably 10 this morning and on the floor, went to the outside, went to eat. So, yeah, we're having a nice time.
That's what's up.
Oh, nice. That's great. Mom, let me ask you.
It's always good to get away with Debbie. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah.
Debbie's fine. Mom, let me ask you a question about the podcast.
Okay.
What's your favorite thing about our podcast?
That it's real. And I say that because I know your personalities. And it's funny, it's entertaining, and it can get pretty serious sometimes. But I know the three of you can work it out.
Always.
And that was not a paid always. Advertisement, by the way.
No. I like it. It's real. And I want you to be real. Yes.
Thank you, Mom.
I like
that's
it.
Awesome to hear, Mom.
Thank you, Mom. This is literally.
I really do enjoy honestly.
you know what I should do, Mom, because I have a couple things for the guys too. This is what we do on the show a couple times. Hold on, give me 1 second. I ask them some random questions, and maybe you could give some random answers. Hold on.
Oh man.
Okay. I'll try.
It's okay. So we're gonna do one trivia, and then I'm gonna ask you one serious question. Okay.
Who's your favorite? Ooh. Who's your favorite?
Who's your favorite? Buddy.
All right, look at let's go for a trivia question, Mom. And this is don't feel bad if you get it wrong.
Okay.
But these are fifth grade questions.
Oh my goodness.
No pressure.
This is a fifth grade quiz. So let's do this. It's an easy one. What's the highest mountain on Earth?
On Earth.
On Earth.
Yeah.
Mount Everest?
Boom.
Oh, boom. Wow.
Bingo. Bingo, bingo. See, look at and you want to you want to know where I get my smarts from, Travis?
I was going to say, why aren't you as smart as her?
Disregard that.
I'm an average as a fifth grader.
These fifth graders are smart. Mom,
I said disregard that, Dad.
Yeah. My dad would say, "Oh wow."
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I'm right here.
But I really think you got it from him.
Okay, Mom, I have a question for you, and this is kind of cool. So let's find out a little bit about my mom here.
Ah.
Oh.
Oh dear.
No, it's really easy. Who was feel free not to answer. I don't know if you want to date yourself or, you know, I'm a young man, so you're a young mother.
I'm 62 and proud of it.
Oh,
you don't look so 62 at all.
What who was the first band or musician you were really into?
That's a good one.
Probably Boss Gags.
Dang, I like Boss Gags. Yeah.
Yeah, Boss Gags, because bought their album, had to learn their dance. And practice in front of the mirror, and my mom said, "Please change the record. Play something else." What was it?
Boss Gags.
Boss Gags. Look up old school. You'll know.
Look up the Lowdown. There you go.
The Lowdown.
That's my favorite one.
You got another one for her?
Yeah. I do. And then Van Morrison.
Ooh, Brown Eyed Girl, classic. It doesn't get any more classic.
That was
than that.
Dad and our favorite group. Yeah.
Oh, Van Morrison. Wow. Good to know. Good to know. Let's see. What is the most disgusting thing you have happened, heard? Or what's the most disgusting thing you happened to you at a restaurant?
Oh,
I think I know this one. I know this one.
Oh,
my mom's face right now is just gonna. Oh, she's gagging.
I'm gonna gag.
Go ahead.
I really am, because it's like flashback. I remember going on my birthday. Remember for Denny's, you get a free breakfast or dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
And my spoon had mucus.
Oh my god! I didn't know that one.
That's disgusting.
Someone sampled it. She's gonna
no.
Mom, no.
That's kind of like, fight it.
That's kind of get it. That's kind of get it.
That's
too.
A good thing. You're already in the bathroom.
Oh my
true,
god!
True.
Wow, that's crazy.
It was gross.
Yuck. So how did you know there was? Yeah, how did you know it was on? Like, you could tell by the flavor.
Oh my god!
You know, that's
crazy. Where what restaurant was it?
Denny's.
She said Denny's. Mom, I could have sworn there was another time where you had you thought it was milk, because my mom likes to drink milk, and it was buttermilk, and you kind of like you chugged it because, you know, you expect it to be milk.
I chugged it, and I love milk, but it was buttermilk. So had a few experiences. I had to run to the bathroom both times.
That's disgusting. That's nasty.
Yeah, it was.
I hope your meal was free.
The one that's wrapped up in the napkins and all that.
Yeah. All right. Let's change the subject, so we'll get back on track.
Thank you.
Here. Let's see. What smell brings back great memories?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that's a good one. Cinnamon. I like the smell of cinnamon. Mm-hmm. That brings good memories.
Yeah.
Let me see what else. Cooking. Something cooking, like on a Christmas day, hot cocoa. Yeah. gosh, there's so many of them. Nice. Too many of them.
Wow. Okay.
Pause real quick. Like that, Mom, thank you. Can you?
Yeah. Oh.
Hold on. Hit the button. Hold on real quick. Right, hit whatever you got to hit, Trav. Okay.
Okay, Mom, I have one more for you. Is my mom gone? Is she still there? Okay.
I'm here.
Yeah. Okay, I got one more for you here.
Okay.
What weird or useless talent do you have? See, I don't know any of this.
Oh. Uh-huh.
What useless talent?
Yeah, or weird.
Well, a weird one. Let me see. gosh, that's funny. What weird talent do I have that's useless?
Mom, you have, okay, I'll give you one because me and my kids, they trip out. We play catch outside of our house, you know, and grandma's watching and she eventually gets involved somehow, way. So I think catching would be her thing because she was making like some one-handed.
It's
not useless. Yeah. Very true.
Well, that's true.
It is kind of weird.
that she has hands.
Like, league of my own. I could catch the ball with my hands.
So when I was young, I think maybe barely going into high school, my mom was still playing softball. And she would take me to the practice, and I would be sitting back.
When you were in high school?
Yeah. I was like in ninth grade.
So that's where they get all their athletic skills?
Hey.
Both sides.
Yeah. Hey, don't trip, player. My dad
both
was.
Sides. I know.
He'd give you a little punch to the gut right here. My dad was no slouch.
My dad would say right now, that's number two, boy.
Yeah,
that's
number two. Yeah, you're on your way.
So that must be a Latino thing, because my parents used to play softball, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you Rodney Tootie Rinks. What's up, Tootie? I wanted to surprise my brother with you here on the call, man. And
don't go anywhere, Mom.
Mom, this is Tootie.
Don't go anywhere, Mom.
Yeah, so I just wanted to surprise you with another guy, you know, my brother talks highly of, and, you know, vice versa. Mom, meet Tootie. Mom, welcome, Tootie. Thanks for joining us, man.
Nice to meet you.
What's up, Tootie? Hey, let me...
Got great kids. Good job.
Oh, wow. That's nice, man. Mom, I have one more question for you, then I'll let you go.
Okay.
What's your favorite TV show of all time?
The Irate Masters.
Oh, I love it.
There we go.
Thank you.
That's what's up.
I love it.
You're funny, Mom. Well, Mom, listen, would you come back on the show with us another time?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, what? Mom, another question too.
The sixth grade level next time.
I'm bumping up one. Hey, Mom, I got a question for you. Okay. Did you know that Irate Masterminds is the number one podcast in Riverside?
I did.
Oh, she did know because she listens. Know.
But Mom, if you didn't know, now you know.
Now I knew.
Well, Mom, listen. Thank you for spending some time with us. We love you so much.
Yeah.
And enjoy.
Love
your,
you.
Thank
it's
you,
good
Mom.
To see you.
Enjoy your time in Vegas at the Bellagio Presidential Suite. Excuse me, Kardashian.
Presidential Triple Suite.
With the van going in the background. Yeah. What's going on?
But enjoy your time.
I got to
go
get my butt lifted.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Yeah, at the pool party. At the pool.
Oh, man. We're going to have to send the guys over there down.
For sure. Well, say hi to Caitlin for me.
I know, right? She's out there. No. Yeah. He's out there. Are they? I don't know what the pronoun
Stop
is.
Stop right there, Travis.
I don't know.
Wow.
But anyways, Mom, thank you. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon, Mom.
Bye, Mom. Love you. Thank you.
Love you, guys.
Love you.
Good luck. Run big.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Now we got in the house. That was great.
What up?
This is a pleasant surprise, man.
Yeah.
This is my boy Tootie right here, dude.
Nice to meet you, man.
This is Travis.
Yeah, we never met.
We never introduced you.
What's up?
Travis is very antisocial, by the way.
Yeah.
So
I stay in my basement.
He did the Ochoa.
Oh, that's right.
I got to do one, right?
Yeah.
Tootie?
So Travis did a little.
We need more, so whatever.
He did a little cameo for Made in Mexico, the film that's Tootie directed.
Oh, word.
And starred in. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, Candace, what's up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to that one, Tootie.
And wrote. That's true. Yeah. So my boy Tootie here, director, writer, seamstress. No, I'm kidding. No. He's a director, writer, actor, all around good guy.
He's a renaissance man.
Absolutely. He's got mad skills. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, he's the nicest dude that I have met in, and I don't even want to say in Hollywood, in
right.
the, all the time that I've been there. But yeah, that's pretty basically. Close, man. Yeah, I had another guy that was, when I first started out, my boy Alex, he hooked me up, and that's where I got my start, dude. But other than him, Tootie's the man, bro.
That's what's up.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that.
This will wear so many hats. Yeah. This guy recently during COVID, they went up to film Feliz Navidad up in, where was that? In what city was it? Carson City?
We were in Carson City and then in Tahoe.
Nice, Tootie.
And what they did, well, tell them what you had to do out there, bro, because you were wearing a lot of hats out there.
Dude, I was doing, well, I went out to do Lopez's makeup.
Yeah.
And then I ended up getting a little part in the movie, which is dope. But in order for us to go, Lopez had to do his show out there, Access Hollywood, which is a nationally syndicated show, right? Yeah. A big, big show.
Yeah.
And somehow I ended up being like the prompter. Oh, I like the hat, Dave. The new look.
Hey, this is my made in Mexico hat, bro. It is so, it's like,
that's right.
What do you call that? It's serendipitous.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, you're Flaco. Hey.
Flaco. Was that your name?
Flaco.
Magnifico.
Flaco. Dude, you guys are going to be so impressed with Davey Dave's performance. Dang. He looked the part. Man. He did a good job.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. That's what's up, Tootie.
But yeah, no, I had to wear a bunch of hats, dude. I had to help make the show. I had to help deliver the show every day. And it was only supposed to be a couple reads, but we did so well that they just kept adding. We ended up doing the entire show, just me and a camera guy.
Oh, wow.
And, Goldman, his manager, but it was really like every morning I would get the copy sent to me on an iPad.
Yeah.
Hungover or not, and I had to go through it.
These fools were drinking every night. All up
every night. And you know, had to execute every morning before we went and shot the movie. And then go and shoot the movie.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So it was crazy.
So besides what Tootie does, what we also do together is we do another podcast. We do the Let's Get Into Entertainment, the business of entertainment, Tootie, every week also. So like
y'all get into some deep stuff.
No, we do, man. Yeah. And we talk about, I don't want to say too serious, but we've really been digging into the business side of it.
Yeah.
We've had great guests, man, like a lot of notable guests.
Oh, hell yeah.
And man. They're all like, homies of, Roberts and Tooties and, who've we had on there, dude?
Dude, we had Antoine Fisher. We had, what's your girl, Caroline Kepnes.
Yep.
We've had, we don't go so much for actors, but we have gotten actors. We got like Emilio Rivera. We got, Frankie Quinones. We got Lopez.
Yep.
But we're trying to go more with the people who make shit happen.
Yeah.
Like for me as like a filmmaker, the guys like the producers and the writers and the directors and the guys that come together to make the project to get it to actually put it together and produce it.
Yeah.
Actors are great, but they come in and they do their job, which is fine. And that's right. what we all get to see. But we don't get to see the dudes behind it or the women behind it, for that matter, making it happen. And those are the kind of people that I like to focus on.
Yeah, that's
right. Because without them, you don't got a movie.
That's true.
You know? Yep. Yeah.
And then the other guy that does it with us is Mark Roberts. He's a producer. He's been through a lot of stuff. He's produced a lot of stuff that you probably have seen, but didn't know that he was involved.
Behind the scenes.
That guy's
a veteran in the game.
A veteran. He's extremely man. That guy's sharp when it comes to. Knowing the ins and out of producing in the business. It's crazy. Every time we see him, he throws nuggets.
Those nuggets.
Way.
I was just going to say the same exactly. stuff.
Not, of course, not.
Yeah, but he's a little, like, we get into it because he's a little old school, Davey Dave, wouldn't you say? Like, with his, just like his, and I don't blame him because this is what he does, yeah. right? Like, this is where, like, today in 2020, you could make a movie for, I'm going to finish Made in Mexico for $25,000. A feature length film.
Yeah.
That's good with good people and you know, it's gonna do well, you know. And you know, when I told Roberts that, he was like, at first I started at 10, he was like, that's the budget for craft service for the week. And I said, I'm gonna make it happen.
Yeah.
I love it when people tell me I can't do it. Like that's one of my favorite things, you know.
Very
and,
true.
You just figure out ways to do it. And you get good people behind you. If you believe in something, you really believe in it, you think it's going to work, and you're putting forth that energy and that effort, you're going to get people to back you. You know what I'm saying? Because they believe in you. They believe in what you're doing because you believe in yourself and you believe in what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. So you should have seen this guy, Tootie, on set, man, of Made in Mexico.
A beast. Just beasting through it.
This guy was ordering craft service. He was directing. He was rewriting the script. He was acting in it. He was, what else were you doing, Tootie?
Dealing with flights, Uber, hotels.
That's right.
Per diem. Not per diem, but paying payments.
And so this fool was
ragged. Never again.
Never again. See, but you had to do it to know exactly how it went down, and this will knock it out, man. You should see.
That's what's up.
I want to say we saw a rough cut of the complete film. Recently,
I heard that's the formula everyone in Hollywood is trying to tackle, like the small budget, but yet it's worth 10 times more of that at the end of it.
So, that's the goal.
That's the goal
for sure.
Okay, for sure.
But yeah, man, this guy killed it.
It's kind of a slippery slope, though. I got to be honest. That's where Roberts is coming from, because Roberts is coming from 30 years in the business, big house in Beverly Hills. He needs to earn. I'm coming from the townhouse out in Thousand Oaks. You know what I'm saying? I could afford. So, but at the same time, I've had people hit me up now, because when they hear that, and they either see a daily, or they listen to the people who are involved.
Yeah.
And I don't mean just actors. I mean our music supervisor is a guy named Joel C. High, who works with Tyler Perry, who's I could never afford. Our editor, Rich Alarcon,
true.
I would never be able to afford. All these guys jumped on board, I got distribution. We got so much shit lined up, which is great. So people hear that and they go, well, what if I give you 30 grand? Will you write my movie? And I say, no, I'm never doing this again for that small of a budget. The next thing's going to be, I won't do it. I'll do $500,000, or $200,000 for sure.
Right.
And I won't wear as many hats. Dave will be acting and producing, mark my words.
Yeah.
I will be either acting and directing, probably, I hope.
Yeah.
And I'll produce too, but Dave, you're gonna take over some responsibility on that, brother.
You know, I got you, man. I'm down.
Got you.
Hey, look at I want you guys to notice how firme Tootie's hair is right now.
The wig game is on point, man.
And you want to know who the mastermind is behind Lopez's hair? Is this fool right here. That's why his shit always looks so sweet, man.
Get out of here.
Yeah, look at this dude. He comes fresh.
He comes fresh to death, Tootie.
He's always camera ready, dude.
You can check it out on Tootified.
Oh, there you go.
The IG.
Exactly. Find him. Find his work. IG Tootified. We'll link it in the in our IG too. Tootie, so you're deep in show business every day. Oh, look at this guy.
Speak of the devil here.
Let me ask you one question. We got
what a dick.
Take it on. We're doing a show here.
We were just talking about you, Mark, and I want you to introduce you to the Irate Masterminds crew, Travis, Mark Roberts, and he's here to defend himself now.
I'm a big fan, man.
Hey, you know what? Mark Roberts always tells, or he always asks about our podcast and how it's doing. He wants to know what's up. He's interested. He gives feedback, and he said, "You know what, man? I listen to that shit. I love it.
That's what's up.
I do, and I promote it. Don't I promote it?
He does, dude. He does. And remember, we had
thank you, Mark.
A little cross promo too. We promoted the film documentary that Mark Roberts made. It was Love and Betrayal on the Force.
Yes,
crazy.
The crazy police story based out of Riverside here." That's what made it really cool for us to want to promote that. But
hell yeah.
So you have to check that out. It's still streaming. You can find it even on YouTube. It's out there. So Love and Betrayal on the Force.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Tootie, don't go anywhere. Hold on, fool. I'm going to ask you guys some questions, but let me ask Robert some questions real quick. Roberts, what are you doing right now, man? I was explaining to everybody that you, Tootie, and I do a podcast, weekly podcast, also Let's Get Into Entertainment, the business of entertainment.
Yes, sir.
And we love doing it, man. I was just telling them that you have all kinds of nuggets. You drop knowledge on us week by week, and there's honestly nobody that I know other than Tutty and Lopez that are like on fire and in that express lane in the showbiz world, in their own lane, in their own respect. It's so cool to see these guys teach me everything, man.
That's just so
good. They've caught me up to speed of all the years that I've missed. But yeah, man.
Thank you.
That's a great way of putting it, bro. You're exactly right. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, they got me up to speed real quick. What do you have coming out right now, dude? What's going on? What are you working on?
I don't know, bro. Look, I'll be honest with you. I've had probably the best 18 months of my career.
Oh shit!
And it's been during COVID, you know, and it's sort of continuing. But what's cool about our podcast, which is Let's Get Into Entertainment,
the business of entertainment,
because of the podcast, cool. That's why you had the best 18 years. You know,
maybe. But you know what's really interesting about what we do on the podcast, which I think you guys do too, is that, you know, look, at heart, when you're from an immigrant family, when you're a Latino, when you're struggling, we're all entrepreneurs at heart, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I chose movies to be my, you know, where I laid my hat, you know, where I wanted to, you know, make my money and feed my family. Mm-hmm. But really, it's the sort of immigrant, you know,
mentality.
Yeah, it's immigrant hustle, man. Like, I just wanted to be part of something special. I wanted to be part of telling stories. I wanted to make my money doing entertainment, you know, and they let me in. But, you know, we're all entrepreneurs at heart. We're all just trying to find our cheese. And I think our podcast is about how do you find your cheese, you know, and that you could find that. You could do that no matter how you slice it, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, you know.
Yep.
You got a story to tell. You can tell that story. You can make it work. You can, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it. And the techniques that we use to raise money, to make movies, is the same technique you use to sell T-shirts, to sell booze, to do whatever. You know, we're all in the same boat. There's no one's better than anyone else. Whatever I do, you can do and use to your benefit. And that's what our podcast is about.
Man,
damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Boom. Nugget. Boom. Mic drop. Mic drop. Hey, Robert, so tell him, man. Tell him what's
some
coming
up. Some of your best work right there, Robert.
Yeah, for real. Tell him what's coming up, man. You have some stuff in the works, dude. You just got, okay, so there was two big projects that this fool was working on. Tell me. Talk to me.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud of Feliz Navidad, which is coming out November 21st on Lifetime.
Yeah.
It's funny because Dave always finishes my sentence. So I'll say, Feliz Navidad coming out, and then I'll pause.
It's like you don't have to talk.
Yeah. On Lifetime.
November 21st.
November 21st.
Lifetime.
Yeah.
But I did that. We have Ashley Garcia, the Christmas episode coming up, which is on Netflix.
Yep.
You know, can I tell you something that I'm really super proud of? Tutty and I called Tutty.
Are you going to break news right now?
Yeah, I'm going to break news.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just for the record, I haven't said anything, Robert. You told me to keep my mouth shut, Omerta.
This is the first release of this information. But
damn, hey now.
I have this movie that I've been working on for a long time. It's called Ollie. It's about a skateboarding bulldog.
Yeah.
What? And it's a Latino-based. Yeah, exactly. Latino-based story about a skateboarding bulldog, which Tony Alva is part of, which Mario Lopez is
killing me right now, bro. Old school. Old school.
Wait a minute. Is this the dog I see all over Instagram?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
It is?
He's right.
Yeah. Oh, I know this dog. Yeah. And sometimes he wears like sunshades.
So we're going to have him in the movie. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
The script didn't have any talking dogs in it. No talking dogs whatsoever. So I went to the distributor. The distributor said, look, I can get you the money for this movie, but there has to be talking dogs. So I took the script and I went to Tutty.
Yeah.
And I said, you and me are going to write these fools talking shit in this whole movie.
Yeah.
There are all these little dogs that are talking shit all the whole time, right? And they're going to come by and they're going to talk shit.
Yeah.
So I sent it to Tutty. and I wrote, like I did, the script's 120 pages. So I would write 30 pages a night.
Yeah.
And I'd send it to Tootie, and I'd say, go ahead and write these characters, make them interesting. And he'd write them and send them back. Anyway, I finished it today. It's amazing. We finished the script. I sent it to the distributor. Wow. It came out on Deadline Hollywood with big release, and it's over at AFM, and they're going to be selling it, and hopefully we're going to be making that. But it's been a great year, guys. Thank you.
That's going to be sick.
Buddy. So I'm around these guys all the time. Yeah. And like they listen. I don't drop no eaves. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just mind my business. But
mind your business.
I seen these guys like talking like, "Hey man, what do you think of what should I do?" Yeah, one right there. Yeah, use that, and then we'll call me over the weekend. But make sure you get it done. And I was like, "Damn, these fools working on some shit." I think. I don't want to assume.
Okay. I see where a lot of the inspiration comes from.
Yeah. Right? But these guys, look at how these guys are simpatico, bro.
These guys are dope. Mark, Tootie, every time I'm around you guys always show me love. You and Lopez and the whole crew over there, man. I appreciate it. And thank you for showing my brother love. Because like I said, I wouldn't have you guys on if you didn't speak highly of you or mentioned you or like, oh, no, I got to do this for Roberts. I got to do this for Lopez. Oh, yeah. Tootie wants me to see if I could do this. You know how it goes. So I appreciate that because, you know, when we're all together, we just all connect and mold, like, you know, that's just how it goes. So.
That's what's up, man. Thank
you, guys.
So great, man.
It makes me feel good, too,
so
because because we're all Rasa, you know what I mean?
I got to come sneak in your account one day.
But you're already here, bro. My brother, man. You win, bro. You're in.
But you're kind of Rasa, too, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
I ain't done.
That's what I hear. You're Rasa, too.
He is.
Yeah,
He kicks it with the right people.
Yeah. That's
you drink Modelo?
He does. He does.
Negro.
All right.
Modelo time, fool.
And tequila.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta say like that, tequila. Not like the song, like tequila.
Yeah, I just, it's great what you guys do. I'm glad that you guys are out there doing your thing, talking to people, promoting, Latino businesses doing everything you can do to be positive, you know? I mean, it's a good time for us all to be, for each other, to help each other out, to root for each other, you know? True. I mean, it's not... There's enough to go around. Yeah. There's no room for jealousies and stuff like that. We're all in this together, man. We got to move forward, and be positive and share our knowledge. You know.
Yeah.
One of the great things about the podcast that we do is, I mentioned this to Jam Street. I just said, I'm actually a working producer. I'm actually selling stuff, and things are airing every month for me, and there's all kinds of stuff going on, and I hope that through that work, other people go like, oh, if that fool can do it, I could do it. And it's true.
Hey.
It's true. Anyone could do it. If you dedicate yourself to storytelling and get out there and tell your stories, eventually someone's going to say, oh, that fool knows what he's talking about. And that's what we're doing.
Listen, personally, you two plus add Mario into the mix. You guys have inspired me since the time that I've met you. You guys have pulled me out of a dark place where I knew I didn't belong. I've never expressed this to you guys before, but I had a really bad bout of being sulking and sorry for myself. I don't want to call it depression, but it was very, very rough on my my inside and my soul. And, I just want to thank you guys for unknowingly pulling me out single-handedly, well, three-handedly, simultaneously out of that funk. And you guys made me a better person, wanting to create, wanting to be back into the creative, and want to fit a mold that I think that I should be in, and want to, they made me want to be myself again.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for
that's
that, so great. Literally.
For sure.
Yeah, you guys saved
me. Dave?
Yeah.
Dave?
Talk to me.
I got you.
Ah, my man. I got you.
See, now he's going to cry.
Hey, Dave, you and I spent a lot of time together, right? We went to Sedona.
Yep.
We were in the Vortex playing golf in the most beautiful course in the world.
Amazing.
We spent a lot of time. We talked about a lot of stuff.
Sure did.
One thing I want to say to you is we're on the podcast right now, right? Your podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So one thing I want to say to you, you guys, your listeners, know who you are. You know who you are. You know who your parents brought up.
Yeah.
You know who you got. You know what you have to offer to the world. Trust it. trust yourself, trust what it is that you bring to this world, and people will see it as valuable, because your experiences, what made you who you are, is what you're offering in all of your business endeavors. You know, mm-hmm. it's value, man. There's mm-hmm. value there. Every time we talk, I say there's value in what you bring to the table. It's just how we present it. Do we want people to see it as value? Well, then trust yourself. If people don't dig what you're saying, move on to the next table, you know?
Yeah. And this is
the that, ladies and gentlemen, is why he's the host of Let's Get Into Entertainment.
And this is what I'm talking about. Yeah. These are the things that we he says with that. And I don't have to dig, dude. I'm not digging like, hey man, what can you tell me today, bro? Yeah. Like, no. It's we
that's real talk.
We're all on the same page. We were itching and scratching at the creative, and we want to say, hey, you know, this is worth something. If it's not, then it's no big deal. We're going to go find it. We're going to do it anyways, but we're going to do it without you.
Yeah.
But these guys.
David Dave hears too much from me, I think.
No, hell no, man.
I'm all like, David Dave, what's happening?
If I did, I wouldn't be around you guys. I love you guys, man. You guys show me mad love, so, you know, I got to give it back. That's just how it goes.
Hey, let's be honest. You know, I'm also brutal, right? And I think that's part of being friends too, is that I got to be able to tell you when that idea is not a great idea.
Yeah,
right? That's the best part.
True.
That's not right. There's no business acumen that you're bringing to that idea is not great. So I think part of what I'm saying, although positive, you got to be able to tell someone, hey, you know what? I want to challenge you on this idea you have, as if maybe it's not your best idea. Maybe it's not the best work you've ever done.
Yeah.
And have you rethink what you're thinking and either convince me that I'm wrong or move on to something better.
Yeah, that's true. This guy, he does that in the most tactful way that you've heard anybody say that your shit sucks.
Yeah. It was like what he said earlier when they're like, oh, you can't do that for the 25K. He's like, watch me.
Yeah.
You know exactly. What I mean? Like sometimes you either like fucking go do it and prove everybody wrong.
That's the way to do it.
But you know what, it's kind of like, see, Mark Robertson's character, I use him in Made in Mexico. He's a guy named Marco Antonio. When him and the editor are cutting together this movie, he says, this is the worst piece of shit ever, and the editor says, this is the dopest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
and he says, you're crazy, because you know what, it's all about perspective, Blair. What some people think is shit, some people might think is gold.
Yeah.
Not taking anything away from what you said, Roberts, because there is truth to that. But sometimes,
I agree.
Stranger Things is overlooked, passed on 20 times.
Yeah.
And that 20 times.
That's the client picked it up.
Yeah.
Hey, Tutti and Mark, I want to say from my heart, I appreciate you guys coming on. I appreciate you again for taking care of my brother and myself when we're in your presence. And I know my brother appreciates you coming on too, man. I really do.
Yo, this was the most pleasant surprise I've had on the show.
I wanted to play like This Is Your Life, because we always mess around with it on each other.
That's true.
On the show. So this is like low key it. And I appreciate you guys coming on, man. I'll see you guys soon. I know you'll see my brother sooner. And thanks again, guys. I really appreciate it.
Oh, wait, that's it? We're getting wrapped up?
Damn.
Are you playing the music right now? What's going on?
Hey, congratulations.
Go ahead.
Hey, congratulations to Irate Masterminds. Great podcast. Continue to do your thing. You know, I'm sure you guys are going to be super successful. And is it your birthday, David Dave? Is this a birthday episode?
Absolutely. It is now. It is now. That's for
happy
sure.
Happy birthday already. But happy birthday to you. Let's keep supporting each other.
Yep.
Let's keep putting stuff out there.
Yeah.
Let's keep being creative. And thank you guys so much for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Hey, that's what's up. I love you guys.
Peace.
All right. Love you too, brother.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Tutti and Mark Roberts.
All right, guys.
That's what's up.
Damn.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Hey, let's get into entertainment.
Yes, sir.
You know why? The business of entertainment.
He always misses the tagline, bro. All
right, that's bro. Why you had to finish this sentence. There you go.
All right, bro. Keep it down. I have
later, homes.
Robert, thank you.
Who's this?
I have another guest for you. In about a few seconds here. So
listen, those guys,
give me a second, man.
Tutti and Roberts. Those are my homies.
That's a lot
now.
Of knowledge right there, dude.
Dude, you should see the way that we get down when it's Tutti, Roberts, Stearns, Lopez. Man, it's like there's so many ideas firing like back and forth. It's like fireworks when we get like when everybody's in their creative zone. It's crazy, man. That's but these guys, man, they took me under their wing and just let me have it, dude.
Yeah, Roberts, Tootie, thank you. Thank you again.
Like, and they don't take anything from me, man. They just they give it all to me. You know, I mean, I give them what I know too.
Look that way, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I just try to get these surprises out the way, man.
I need another drink, though.
Okay, so this next guest, back in the day, we've talked about our experiences. You know, this is like this is play with Davey Dave's life. You know what I mean? Like we're already deep into it, and I just this is spur of the moment type of thing. But we're talking. We're talking homies for days right here. Yeah. We're talking big bro, little bro.
Oh, man.
You know, brother situations, have each other's back. Yeah. Okay, bro, take a look at the screen. We want to welcome Big Danique in the building.
It's my guy, Denizzo.
So, Danique, what's up, man? Thanks for coming on, brother. Dude. So, I just hit
up. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, everyone was just down to hop on like so fast, and I wanted to put... You know, the people that you talk of the highest of. So Danique is one of those gentlemen that you do and that we have a lot of. You have more history than me. You know, that's your guy first. Yeah. I met him through you. So introduce your guy a little bit so they have a background.
Let me say hi to this is Travis. This is my other other brother.
Other brother.
What's going on, fellas?
So this is Danique. I've known Danique for I don't know, it's probably close to 20 years.
Damn.
Yeah. That's he was he actually took me under his wing again back when I started getting involved with the nightclub.
Yeah.
Started getting into DJing. This fool threw me into the DJ booth.
Sink
and
or
said,
swim.
So get your ass in there and play some music, fool. And I did, man. And you know, I was able to handle it because you know, I was encouraged by a guy like this. So nice. Danique is my brother, man.
I love that.
He's one of these guys that I can say, hey, Danique, I'll be there in 5 minutes. He's like, yeah, cool, I got you. Or like, hey, man, I need, it's 3 a.m. I got you. One of those guys. This is him. This is him.
Good people. Good people.
Yeah. That's just like the rest of us. So, Danique, man, we have a lot of history, dude.
You look nervous, like he's going to tell some story.
not necessarily nervous. Yeah. There's probably a lot of things that. Yeah. Okay. Danique is one of these people that remembers.
Oh, that's dangerous.
More than I'll ever remember.
Right, right.
It's kind of like my brother's like that too. Yeah. He remembers like the B-side memories.
B-side for sure. Oh,
man. Yeah. I remember like the premise, but
you think I forgot.
But these fools, especially Danique, he remembers details. So, hey, we worked at Club Metro, the biggest club in all of the Inland Empire.
Oh, for sure.
Back in the day. I won't age myself.
Too late.
but it was a huge club. How many people were in there like a weekend? Like 2,000, 3,000, Danique?
It went over 3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in the heart of the ghetto.
Insanity, man. Just insanity. I don't know why my dad even let me work there.
Because I was there.
Oh, yeah. I guess that too.
But, Danique, tell me, man. What is one of the things you remember about you and I, or even just your experience at that club, dude?
Shit. Man, I grew up there, man. That place taught me a lot. I don't know. There's a lot of stories, man. We could go on and on.
True. That's true.
We're involved in a lot of things there.
That's true. We used to talk about everything that happened up until like 5 a.m. just from that night. Just from that night. So we'd spin outside every night after the club for 3 hours just talking about the night, the experience, blah, 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 and this and that. Man, it was crazy. We had a lot of great times there, dude. Yeah. A lot. I learned more at Club Metro than I did in college, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
You mentioned that more than once, for sure. Dude. Legit. You always say that.
And Danique is the catalyst to that, dude. If it wasn't for Danique at a place like that, I don't know who else I would have turned to because, to be honest, there wasn't a lot of smart people there, bro.
Oh,
there was Danique and Leo, who was the GM, I guess he was. Was he the GM, Danique?
Yeah, the GM. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we had Louie.
So it was a lot of people that were just there, and then you had the people that like knew what was.
It was a nightclub, bro. It was just a job for people. Gotcha. I started. My friend started working there first. George, remember George? Danique. So he got hired, and then because we started going to the club first, checking it out, and then he wanted a job. So I quit my job from, I think it was like AT&T or something like that. And I was going through a bunch of shit. But
you,
anyway.
You mean singular?
You know, even though it was way before, AT&T back then? It was way before the change.
AT&T. Oh, wow. Okay, okay.
And then I didn't work for a long time. I used my 401k to live for months.
For real?
Yeah. Okay. Shit. And we started going to Club Metro, and then my friend George, who was next door to me, he ended up working there. And then I was like, damn, we've been hanging out every day. What am I going to do now? He's like, dude, just go see if they're hiring over there. I was like, all right, fuck it. Let me see what's up. So I went and I talked to Danique. Danique's like sizing me up. And then back then I was a little scrawny dude. He has some bony ass shoulders.
He still got.
Hey man, I got a little beef right here.
Got a little beef.
it's around my midsection, but I got beef
<It's> there.
So I went over there, and this fool said, "You know what? You can start next week. Blah blah blah. Come in." Yeah. I was like, "Damn, okay, cool." And so we just kicked it off from there. I started off as a bouncer. And then after a while, I started hanging with Danique because, you know, I was learning everything from this dude. And we just hit it off, man, right away. And then eventually, I was starting to DJ at the Club Metro. Oh, and wow. That's where I learned. And it was all because of Danique. And even after...
Remember, we watched our first DJ setup?
Yeah, that's true. These guys, so for my birthday, see how these guys are? They bought my first my CD player.
Oh, word?
Back in the day, so I can take it everywhere now. Now I was mobile. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, oh, shit, I'm official.
Yeah, I was mobile, so that's I was like, oh, yeah, I can go. Let's do it. I'm bring my sound, bring my little CD players. Yeah, these guys hooked me up, man.
What year was this?
This was
well, you heard the first AT&T before singular
2017, man.
Oh,
but these guys, it was him, and he said, "No, man, you can do it. I got faith in you." And he gave me all the music. He said, "No, use this. This is what we do."
Yeah,
and I kind of had an ear for it because I knew what didn't sound kosher.
Did you have your own style that you were trying to implement? Or like how did it work? Like, did he just kind of go with what the crowd liked? Or you can tell right away he had his own style?
Club Metro is multi-genres of music. It was four rooms.
Okay, that's right.
So so you had your choice of whatever you wanted to play. So it was always a diverse crowd in there.
Yeah.
So it was easy to just pick and play whatever.
Yeah.
And based on, we used to play in the big room, which was multi-format.
Yeah.
It was top 40, so it was easy to just jump in and play everything.
Yeah, because whatever was hot, it fit.
Yeah, it was cool, man. These guys put me up on a formula of music that really nobody wanted to play.
Right.
At the time, there was maybe four guys who were doing multi-format, open format kind of music.
Okay.
Everybody wanted to play hip hop and do that whole thing, which is cool. But I didn't really dig on that. I wanted to play everything because I loved all kinds of genres.
I think at the point, more people were into everything than there was just one genre.
There was something there for everyone.
I was more excited about playing a song that nobody would ever play and people go nuts for it. Not even that. Like you could play, like Dramarama and people would go crazy. You know what I mean? Right, Danique?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, back then we would get reactions from when we played. It was awesome to get the crowd's reaction.
That's a song I remember. Like, oh, damn.
In the back room on Saturday nights.
I remember the first time I ever went to Metro. It was overwhelming.
Yeah.
Overwhelming. That's a very good word, man.
I felt like I was in a concert crowd, just lost. Yeah. I didn't even know there was other, I would just get lost and find other rooms. Like, this is not for real.
It never ended.
I had never been to a club like that where it was a club within a club within a club within a club.
It's like different cities inside the club. Like, damn.
It was.
How did I get in the east side?
Exactly.
The first time I worked a Saturday night, I think it was the first night I was on. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I was like, damn, I'm about to get killed back here, dude. Because it was all black dudes.
Yeah.
Everybody had a towel around their waist in their pocket.
Yeah, this was back in jeans.
Remember how hot it used to get in that room?
Okay, so they had.
Remember how hot it used to get in the room? The walls would sweat.
The walls used to sweat. They had carpet on the walls too, on some of the walls, and it would like warp.
Yeah,
all night long, and you would feel like, damn, it's damp in here.
The pipes used to drip on the ceiling.
Yep.
The floor would be all wet.
Yeah, dude, and it was nobody was spilling drinks. It was just like,
oh, misters.
Right. No, low key, it was tropical in there, bro. So, for real.
It's like a Jamaican club.
Dude, no, it was not even Jamaican. It was Jamaican, Trinidad, Tobagan. you had people from South Africa.
People came deep, man.
Yeah, you got people from Riverside, everywhere, man. That's how it just threw everybody of all cultures in one room. Majority was black, though.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, it just went
my
crazy.
Introduction to what Metro was is a little different than you guys, probably your perspective, because you worked there.
Yeah.
But I remember growing up younger, it was like the place you wanted to go, but you but like be careful if you went. You know what I mean?
You'd have to go through the to get inside.
Exactly. You had to have a connection to kind of like go there. Not that you couldn't get in.
Yeah.
Just that like, it was I kind of want to relate it to like, you know how like New York, the tunnel?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You hear about the tunnel. Yeah. It's like that place that you got to kind of know somebody. Off there.
Yeah,
it was like the Inland Empire's like tunnel.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't a place that you just like randomly show up and
you couldn't.
So
or you'd have to go at least two or three people.
I'm talking about from a younger perspective. Bro. I was like, 18.
I started working there 2-3 days at a time. All right, trust builds up. All right, cool. 1 more hour. All right, cool. 4 or 5 days. I was there maybe 6 days a week, man.
After a while,
and only 3 of them were working sometimes. And the other 3 were just like, hey, I'm already in. Might as well have a good time. Let me bring the homies in.
You're the reason I went there the first time. Right? I was like,
all the homies. Homies. That's, they weren't old enough because I was only 18 when I started working there.
Yeah.
So all my friends
I was 19.
Yep. But all my other friends they're all younger and it's all good as long as it's all family in there, so I ain't worried about nothing.
Danique, you remember how crazy you used to get on Tuesdays and Sundays?
Damn. White fight night.
Tuesdays,
wild, bro.
Tuesdays and Sundays.
Tuesdays a dunk tank.
That's what actually got me interested in working there. I went to Poly High School.
Okay.
And I had this guy in my class named Derek Thayer that I used to play football with. And he used to come to work. He used to come to school and tell me about all these fights at work. Like, man, these white people are crazy. He's a big white guy. These white people are crazy, man. You got to come check it out. We call Tuesdays White Fight Night. So I ended up working there, and it was like every Tuesday, just like fights.
Oh,
yeah,
it was
dude.
Crazy.
It was wild.
What night was the bike night? Like, you walk in, you're going, let's go to Metro, and there's like dirt bikes.
Sundays?
It was wild, man.
Motocross Sundays.
Motocross Sundays.
Yep. Metro Motocross Sundays with Louis Tozer.
Dunk Tank Tuesdays, Sundays. I don't know, man, but that place was wild, man. I have great memories.
So, like, on Tuesdays, we used to have this dunk tank, right?
Yeah.
And like, there used to be all these little bitty girls used to go up there, and they used to flash their titties or whatever. And
excuse me?
Yeah, no. That's how crazy it was. Like, they just go up there for the dunk tank, and as they hear, they got girls getting
Getting laid tonight,
and everybody go like that. Yeah. And then it would just go crazy. And then you play some killer ass music from our homie DJ Chrome.
So typical, the crowd.
Yeah, it
so
was typical. Literally, if you put Project X into a club scene, that's what it was.
Damn.
It was like that. And then.
Remember JJ?
Oh, yeah, JJ. We had this dude, JJ. He used to be something there, right? Didn't he just work there? He used to be manager or something.
He was a bar manager.
Oh, yeah. And this fool was crazy, bro. He was like an Indian guy. And what was his phrase, Danique?
His phrase.
I don't know. He used to always call everybody a bitch.
Oh, shit. He's like, thank you, little bitch.
He started talking on the microphone. He's like, bitch.
That was him. That's JJ's phrase that pays.
You need people like that in your life.
Yeah. He's just one of those guys. I remember one Tuesday, Danique, I was handling the balls, the dunk tank.
Yeah.
And there was a line behind me ready to throw the balls. And then I was handing them to the girl. Or a guy, whoever it was, but all I remember is feeling something warm, like on my leg.
Yeah,
and then I was like, "What?" I was like, "What is this, dude?" And I look back, and this fool was throwing up on all over my leg.
Oh, man.
And hey, listen, and you want to know what happened to that fool after that?
What?
Yeah, he got a mouthful of like eight fists.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
And then we kicked him out.
Damn.
And then we kicked him out.
Did you open the door with his head?
Head first door.
Danique, okay, so Danique threw one fool out the double doors head first and opened the door. He didn't push the door open. He opened the door with the dude's head. Yeah. Like throwing him out,
that's
and, and you heard the doors go like that.
You know,
hey, I see Danique like get down. Yeah, that fool.
It was like the movie Casino. I want you to open the door, and I want you to open it with his fucking head and throw him out now.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I got a question.
Yeah,
what was the most formidable challenge at the club that you guys had to take down, where you were like, yo, we might need a couple hands on this motherfucker. Whether you have been cracked out or just fucking big like that. Like, what was the hardest challenge that you guys had to deal with?
Go ahead, Denise.
If you name the situation at the club, we've been into it.
That's
true. We've been into it with everything and everybody. Like,
weapons,
like back
everything?
Then, like, it was about, like, everything.
Damn.
Yeah.
We fought gang members. We fought fucking drug addicts. Like,
My brother Danique used to say, hey, you got to go home. Like, go home at midnight instead of like 3.
Yeah.
Like, that was the looking out part.
Exactly. It was crazy, though.
It wasn't that dangerous there, though. I felt really safe there. I've worked at some spots where I was like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah.
Like, my first night working at a spot, I seen 3 guys get shot. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that. I felt safe at Metro.
Okay.
So
it was wild, but it wasn't like
my
life.
It had its moments, and it was likely to pop off sometimes, and we had to handle our business.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it was a fun experience.
Yeah. Okay. That's
I'm not gonna say that everything was perfect and shit, but like you know, sometimes you had to slap somebody around.
That's
there
true.
You go. There you go.
One of the things that I remember is always confronting somebody that was either drunk off their ass by myself, which was a no-no, by the way. And I always used to say, hey, you got to go.
Yeah.
And it didn't end up the best for either one of us at times. Not that I got my ass kicked.
Right.
But it was always like a scuffle or some struggle. But then after a while, Danique, what happened was if the fools didn't want to listen, we had all the homies there who were patrons, customers.
Yeah.
I said, hey, I just give them the look. And like, you know, 6 or 7 of them be like, okay, we're taking this fool out. And so I just like, do your thing and walk away.
Yeah.
This fool's jacked up on the ground.
Yeah, over time, we didn't have to handle anybody. You just got handled. And hey, man, hey, you got to go. You can't be in here. Sorry, you drunk. You got to go.
Yep.
Somebody knocked his ass out.
Yep, exactly. If they didn't listen, dude, there was always homies around there. That place was so big. Danique and I... Basically, Danique and me were the hosts of nightclub, dude. Seriously.
Wow.
And we were cool with everyone in there. You know, everybody had our back after a while because, you know, we showed them mad love. It was our house, you know, and, you know, it was crazy. I only saw 2 people get shot there, Danique. How many did you see?
In the club?
In the club.
I worked there. I've never seen anybody get shot there.
Yeah.
But I was there for 6 years. We had at least 1 shooting a year. It was all in the parking lot.
It was all
in the parking lot. It was all beefs from somewhere else. Somebody like got into it at the mall or something. It was never nothing directly with that, like from the venue.
Hey, that's true. If you ever seen Jerome Bettis, one of the best running backs to play, Danique, when he needs to get through a crowd.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Man, I'll tell you. I'm telling you. Like,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
Bah, bah. Yeah. Like,
okay,
I'm telling you, man.
So
it is insane.
Danique has got, he's got that strength of like.
He's always had grown man strength.
Super grown man strength. And this fool, like, you have no idea until you see him handle like 2 or 3 fools at once.
He's like, oh, shit.
And without flinching. Without flinching. And it's like, damn, man, like how this is crazy. And it's like, oh, I always want to be on this guy's side.
Right.
But there was a couple times.
The funniest story though.
Yeah.
Remember the story you cooked up where Rich killed that guy? threw out the back door.
Killed that guy.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Can we talk about this right now?
Yeah. Has it been? What is that? 10 years?
So, the statute of limitations is passed already. Oh, so this guy.
We had an incident.
Yeah.
We worked with this guy named Rich. This dude was like 3 feet tall. Yeah. But, he was a tough little guy.
He was like, okay.
So
like,
one night he got into it with this guy and he threw him out the back door.
Yeah.
Wait. So, like hold days on, later, hold on, hold on. Dave. The little guy threw the other guy at the back?
Yeah, he's like Mighty Mouse.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. That's what's up.
That's what's fair. So Dave told him, hey, man, the detectives came by. They had some questions about that guy. He went to the hospital. So Rich disappeared for 2 days.
That's true. He didn't come to work, bro.
He didn't come to work.
We scared his ass.
I'm paranoid and shit. So Dave told him the guy died. Dave told him I saw Rich.
Oh,
but then I saw Rich, he had a beard.
No.
He had a beard. He was like, oh, you shaking and smoking all nervously.
Oh, man.
I was like, Dave kept us going for a few days. No. Like,
plot twist. Guy's never been found.
That was great. That's funny as hell.
So the fun, now I remember. See, I didn't remember I told him that he died. I just this is the shit I'm talking about. I didn't remember this, but I do remember Rich throwing the guy out the back door. He threw the guy out, the guy
ended up dying, and then Rich just like lost it.
Yeah.
He didn't shave. He was all paranoid and nervous. Oh,
what was funny is the guy who got thrown out of the back, he ended up coming up to the front all drunk.
Oh, okay.
And like was all fucked up, and then he went on his way, of course.
Right,
but that fool got like thrown off of a it was like, I don't know, like 9 stairs.
Oh, shit.
Out the back, and nobody was in the back. Nobody was like
himself?
It was like a loading dock type of
thing.
Oh,
I got you.
And he literally there was nobody in the back hallway. Opened the door, tossed him out, like, and that fool like flew. It was like a Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah.
Jazzy Jeff, man. Uncle Phil.
Exactly that. Damn. That's crazy. Yeah. So we told that fool, I told him he died, and you know, the detectives were looking for him. He didn't come to work. It was crazy. good times. Me and Danique ended up working together at another nightclub too after that. At Gotham, that was another crazy place.
Gotham was cool, man. That's when I really like started stepping heavy into the like the club scene.
Yeah,
I've been in Gotham a couple of times. I wish I would have had a little bit more frequent visits at Metro, but y'all got shut down.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but, something happened that
Gotham was wild.
Gotham was wild, bro. Crazy, it was like a controlled chaos.
Yes,
literally,
it was controlled chaos.
Yeah.
Because you always thought that it was. I felt safer at Gotham than I ever felt at Metro.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
I made the
most. I had guns pulled on me at Gotham? This shit was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I saw a guy get shot at Gotham in the back.
In the back?
Yeah, a little drug dealer guy. Little fat, chunky dude. And he got shot. He had two, like, they looked like real small 22s. Caliber bullet holes in them. But I was like, oh, shit. This guy was, like, in between cars laying down. Because they went to go shoot in the back and he got hit, I guess.
Damn.
And he was just laying there. And then, Danique, what I remember is.
Did he die?
His jacket opened, all his shit fell out, and like his pockets, and he had like a mad stack of cash.
Oh,
and I was like, oh shit, this fool. And I was like, oh damn, what do I do?
<You're>
do I help him or do I snatch his money?
What cash?
Hey, help is that way. Help is that way.
Yeah. And I was like, damn, this is crazy, man. Yeah. Crazy.
Empty your pockets.
Were you there the night those three kids got shot by the one kid, and then he took off running and his right left him and he came back crying.
I don't remember, dude.
He gonna cry.
There were so many incidents.
Wait.
Gotham was wild.
Somebody shot somebody in his getaway car, took off on him.
Yeah, homie was a big man that night. He was a big man.
Yeah.
He shot three guys and then he took off running.
Yeah.
And his right left him, so he took off running and threw his gun in the dumpster. And then he ran around the corner.
Yeah.
And like dude comes back crying. Do you remember Heath?
Yeah, of course.
White Chocolate's boy.
Yeah.
He ended up tackling him and we took him in and dude's fucking crying. His right left him. Like he got busted. Like stupid.
Oh shit.
Wow.
And he threw it in.
I would have kept running it, man. Whoever the driver was, we would have chopped it up later. I would have got his ass later.
Yeah, for real.
Why
that's
would
crazy.
You come back to the scene? That's stupid.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Ask Rich with the beard.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think Rich worked there, right? He didn't work there.
Nah, he didn't.
It was just Danique and I from Metro, basically. But yeah, man, that was wild. I made so much money at the front door, Danique, letting people get.
I used to miss that place. I used to make so much money there too, especially at the concerts.
Oh, the concerts was crazy. Concerts
that's
were,
right.
Concerts were crazy.
Concerts was Danique's. That was specialty? His thing. Yeah. I saw what he was doing.
Yeah,
and then I was like, I could do that too. Okay. But he was already he was 10 steps above me, ahead of me.
Yeah,
and so I would get the scraps, but it was cool. When I worked the front door, I got broke off big time. But I even got scared because I had to hide the money because my pockets were too fat. Mm. And I thought the managers were
so much money.
Yeah,
you had an El Chapo problem.
Yeah, seriously.
If you got pulled over at the end of the night, you would have been asked out with all that cash.
After the line was in and everybody was in, I felt so nervous because I thought that people knew what was in my pockets because they were so fat or they felt super heavy. And I had to start putting cash in my socks and in my shoes. Yeah. Just so even the managers would tax you, dude. If they found that, they would tax you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's how shady those fools
were. You should have worn your sweet Louis thong and just threw it in the front.
There you go.
Girls would have thought it was your package.
Have your shorty come through. Did you trust? Have her go put it in the car.
That's there funny. Yeah, that's true.
Remember Sweet Louis?
Sweet Louis was.
Sweet Louis.
He was the,
is that your stage name?
Sweet Louis. So they had a male review show at Club Metro on Thursday nights.
Mm-hmm. It was like
8 o'clock. It started way before the club.
Before the club, I remember that.
And so he was like the manager of the male review show.
Okay.
And he would come, and he was older already, and he tried to get his groove on, and but he was just way over the top, way animated, same jokes for fucking years. And this one was just crazy. And then he would take his shirt off, and he would wear these tight ass shirts. He was just an odd fellow, but that was Danique's boy.
Where's he at now?
Sweet Louis?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I know that he,
used to rock the shit out of those tiny shirts.
Yeah, see, he used to wear those tight, silky shirts.
Oh, that's a red flag.
Yeah, he was just an odd character, bro. But it was good times, man. When we had a lot to. We grew up a lot there. That's what we did.
Yes, we did.
But man. Hey, D, thanks for coming on, bro.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Danique, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I heard a lot about you.
Be safe out there, man.
We're going to have to get you back on.
We got to get together soon.
Let's do it, man. We'll have to get you back on so you can tell some more stories. There's a million stories that we're missing that are crazy.
Write a book.
Yeah, I'm down. Let me know when.
That's all right, D.
All right, D. We'll talk to you later, bro. Love you, man.
Thanks, D.
I love you guys.
All right, talk to you later. What's up?
Is he at work right now?
I don't know. Could be.
He's in the street. He's just in the middle of the street. What's going on?
Yeah, man, that's cool. What's up, Chico. Good looking out, man. That was tight.
That was
the most unexpected thing I've ever had happen to me.
Really?
To be honest, yeah. Yeah. What happened? You all right?
What's this?
You good?
No.
We got another call?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what's
Did
up,
you record dude. It? I don't see no stop recording.
During the middle of it, it said that my memory was full.
Let's see.
How many minutes did it go?
Dang.
Oh, it got out of mom. That's okay. That's cool.
Yeah, that's what's up. That was the best.
Yeah, man. So my mom was
What's
on.
Your mom doing in Vegas,
dude? she's doing her thing, bro.
She's about to get that Brazilian.
I called my mom yesterday. I was like, hey, mom, what's up?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, nothing. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be going to Vegas tomorrow and Wednesday. What? I'll be back Thursday probably.
That's dope.
Oh, what, like a turnaround trip?
Tuesday. No.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah, she'll be back Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, that's
my
cool.
My niece surprised me with the freaking Vegas. I was like,
oh, yeah, what's up? Yeah, I saw that. That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
I knew she was going
How
to
How did
Vegas?
That go down?
I knew she was going to Vegas, but I didn't know it was like actually
How
going
old
down.
Is she?
Yo, she's like 18. She's just turned 18.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? And she really did. And then when she popped in the door, I was like, yo, who are you?
Yeah.
She's like 6 feet tall. At least it felt like she was 6 feet tall.
You know what? I did see a picture, and it didn't register how tall she was until she was next to Travis.
Yo, she's tall. And she dwarfs Red. You know what I mean? She's 5'8". Uh-huh. So, you know, it's pretty tall. Then she hit me and she was like, "Am I as tall as you?" I was like, "Nah." She was like, "You're not 6'2".
You're like, whoa, easy.
She's like, "You're not 6'2". Yeah. I'm like, "What are you talking about? I am." And then she was like, "No, you're not." But like everyone she knows, like a lot of the guys are like 6'3", 6'4". Yeah. Like my brother, Jonathan, he's like 6'3".
He's taller, huh?
Yeah, oh, he's wow. taller than me. But with the shoes they wear, I think that it goes to their head.
Those little moon boots, those feelers.
Happy motherfucking birthday, Dave.
Hey, that's what's up. Christian, you know what thank mean? You, man.
You got Travis, a lot of thank love. You, bro. You got a lot of love. Seriously, happy
I
birthday,
appreciate
bro.
You, man. Seriously, man, that was really, really
What'd unexpected. You think, man? What'd you think?
The nicest, I've really had the most love spread my way in I don't know how many years, bro. Seriously.
I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me, please.
All right.
Yeah.
This is real talk.
Okay.
Don't start crying on me. You like to cry.
Yeah.
I was joking.
No, that's sweet.
No,
Lou.
But like
Sweet Lou likes sweet to Lou. Cry.
After or before?
Oh.
Bro, we've got stories about that fool, man.
No, but like I remember when I was staying with Christian and his family.
Yeah.
And I was staying in your room.
Yeah.
And I remember the respect that they had. Like for you, mm-hmm. and I didn't really know much about you. I was just like, oh, this guy kind of dabbles in Hollywood. He's like out. Dabbles. Like I didn't know.
That sounds gay as hell.
You know, he does a little spacey thing. Yeah. Like I didn't know. I didn't know like a lot about you. And and funny thing is, like a lot of people didn't know a lot about. Like you were very low key, and I was the same way. True. So I was like, before I ever met you, I was like, okay, I can respect someone who's like low key like that. Because they're humble, they're not braggadocious. Like people, you know their whole story before you meet them.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that's it. You know they peaked. Mm-hmm. You did,
yeah.
But like people that are like super low key is like most people that are low key like that. They choose to be low key. You know what I mean?
True.
So then when I finally like actually met you, I was like, okay, I kind of like this guy. He's kind of an asshole.
Yeah,
kinda
true.
Smart,
oh yeah, yeah. I remember having a talk like that.
And then I was like, okay, so we never really like met and chilled for a decent amount of time, but like over the years it accumulated.
True.
And I was like, I really like this guy, but I don't want him to know I like this guy, because I don't know a lot about him. You know what I mean? And I think the first time we kicked it. For an extended amount of time. It was
very good
that,
assessment, by the way. Seriously.
Yeah. We kicked it. It was like during that like Las Vegas trip.
Yeah.
Where we went out and you were with your significant other. Yeah. And then I met like some other people and we kind of knew the same people or whatever.
Oh, that was for my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's right, dude.
How long ago was that?
Jeez, that was like 2000.
Honestly, I don't even
long
know
time.
That year.
Eight.
Yeah.
I don't even like know that. The year. But I don't have, like, the one thing that has always been my issue, and it's probably held me back, but I'm okay with that, is it's hard for me to accept a mentor. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know what the issue is. Yeah. Maybe it's the father thing, whatever. Yeah. You know, I'll go to therapy later on in my 50s when that is needed.
Pretty
soon, like,
right around the corner.
good plug. It 15 years is right around the corner. The fact that some people can have mentors and kind of move forward and kind of like, you know, initiate that, that's beautiful. I've never been able to do it. But like one person I instantly respected because I love Christian to death.
Yeah.
You know, like we're like brothers. We fight. True. We have differences of opinions. But like I'll go, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'll go hard for Christian. Like one of my favorite people in the world.
Thanks, Trev.
But just off the strength, not even because you're his brother, just as a person. You're a good dude, yo. And I really looked up to a lot of stuff that you were into.
Yeah.
The whole Hollywood connection. You weren't like an asshole, like a lot of people that I did know. And when you approached me with the podcast, the way you asked and the moment in time that we were at, it was like perfect timing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the fact that you were going through whatever you were going through and then these guys pulled you out.
Yeah.
It's like meant to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's good.
I said it wasn't going
to
cry.
I told you. I know. No, but like real talk, it's like
that move.
I know.
Trev, excuse me. You're right.
Something in my eye.
No, but like my main point is that like some people are built for certain areas in life. You built for this shit, dude. Like this is your playground. You know, and I think the guys you roll with, they see that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is your playground. You can take it as far as you want.
True.
And, you know, just do that shit.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Travis, man. That's Man,
those are kind words.
Seriously, yeah. Kind
from
words.
From a kind man.
From a kind soul.
To another kind man.
To another kind soul. Thank you, Travis. That's no great,
doubt.
Man.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's great.
No doubt. And but, I love the Brokeback Mountain hat. It's beautiful.
Hey, dude. You know? Sometimes you just got to rock what you're feeling. Pause. You know what I'm saying? But no, because you were busting my balls last week about my hat. So
I know.
Which hat did you wear?
Or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, here. Two weeks ago, right?
Yeah. I had my little, I don't even know what kind of hat that is. I just had it, dude. I was like, let me put this on.
No, I like the hats. I like the hats. Yeah. The hats are good.
This is my.
But happy birthday, man.
Thank you so much, dude.
Yeah. I hope you had a good one, bro.
No, for sure, man. This is definitely, like I said, the most love has been spread my way in, man, years. This is crazy. Like, Instagram was crazy off the chain. It was. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people on there, but listen. People don't have to tell you anything.
No.
You know what I mean? And it's, you know, everyone reached out. It was great, man. A lot of love.
And that's where it starts. You know, a lot of people are going through bad times and
weird times.
In order to get love, you got to give love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And people forget that.
Yeah, true.
It's like once you give out all this negative and you're like, damn, why is nothing going good for me? It's because no one wants to be around a negative motherfucker.
That's
true.
That's true.
Sometimes it just takes for you to do something kind, say something nice.
Yeah.
And people respond to that, you know? It releases something off your chest. It makes you more approachable.
Mm-hmm.
It makes your eyes a little bit, you know, relaxed.
Yeah.
It's just an aura that you start to give off, and people get attracted to that.
Yeah. And when you mind your own business like I do.
Mm-hmm. You got to mind your own business. Stay in your lane.
Stay in my lane, mind my business. Exactly. And then deliver what you say you're going to deliver.
Do what you say. Say what you mean.
Exactly.
Because one thing leads to another.
Damn right. Is that a lyric?
Sugar free.
Yeah. So after this,
you
know you're not going anywhere. We're going to go get some tacos. Shots. Yeah, some tacos.
Some shakos.
Some shakos.
Shot of carne asada.
Hey, by the way, man, listen. I want to give a huge, huge thank you to my brother.
Yeah. Me too.
Just throwing out love left and right on the show today, aren't we?
But this is how it is, man.
Look at us go.
And we're talking about, this is my space, man. Like, this is, so I found something that I have fun at doing now. Like, I do taco reviews on my Instagram, bro. How cheesy and dumb as it sounds.
Oh, that's not cheesy at all.
It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel about doing something that I want to actually do instead of being forced. Yeah. And everybody say, hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you try this? Like, no. Like, I'm not comfortable. This one, I can be myself. I can still showcase my personality. You guys can see who I am. Not that it means anything to me, but it means something to me.
Yeah. You got to just kind of tell me, you should do it.
Yeah.
That's what I tell
you. Yeah.
You should do it.
And shout out to Christian.
But this fool, he's been going with me and he runs the camera. He never really held a camera like a DSLR before. And it's a lot to it if you just thrown into it. But this fool's smart and he knows what's up. And I just met, like, dude, he's like, no, hey, you want to go today? You want to go? He'll hit me up. Even was it this morning, huh?
Thursday I have available, by the way.
Oh, Thursday, okay.
I was going to tell you before the show, but I forgot. Cool. Let's try to get the Zoom set up.
Let's do Thursday.
Yeah. No. Real talk, shout out to Christian, too, because he knows I love him. You know what I mean? And he knows we've been around each other. No. Like, seriously.
Okay.
No one's able to get under my skin.
Yeah.
Like Christian. You know me. Like closest, I'm mad.
Yeah.
It's the closest,
like,
people to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like seriously. Yeah. But like, I know what always pulls me back is like, if anyone has good intentions in their heart and it's just natural, like, it's almost like he can't help it.
Yeah.
It's Christian. Like, you always have good intentions.
That's true.
You want people to be happy.
Thanks, Trav.
You know what I mean? Is
like, I do.
We all go through our struggles, and I never, if anyone I want to be happy, it would be you.
Thanks, man.
You know what I mean? Because you love hard.
That's what's up, man.
True. You, your friends, you're very loyal too. And it's different. It's not like a normal type of thing. Like, your whole family, you guys have a loyalty to your family, your friends. It's just different, you know? So when you hate hard. When you love hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I can always count on that.
Hey, you know? You're right, dude. Hey, Christian.
Yeah, real talk.
Do we have anything to say about Travis?
I was trying to say anything.
Let me look at my picture. Let me scroll through my picture. Thanks for that drink that night, Trav. I don't know.
Listen, you bring a dynamic to what we have going on. Listen, we're all very much the same, yeah. but we're so different, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that.
When it comes here, right. like, since we've known each other so long, sometimes that doesn't mean anything, but right. when you're on the same page about wanting to get the same message out, it's different.
Yeah.
And this is cool, man. And thank God that you said cool, because I had to check with this fool. Otherwise, it was just going to be my brother and me.
Oh, what?
For the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I had to make sure that this fool was in, because otherwise it's going to be like, oh, okay, well.
It would have changed the dynamic completely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But man, no, this is the greatest thing that I think the three of us have done together this year. Yeah. And the year's almost over, dude. We've been here a year already.
What's so fucked up is it's been a horrible year, but it's been a good year at the same time.
And that's
like the homeboy thing. Said.
Dude, yeah,
like,
exactly.
This has been the best 18 months.
Dude, this guy.
Same for me too.
Yeah.
Perspective.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's perspective.
Like Roberts, man, this boy, he's selling shit left and right. I was like, dude, like 99% of Hollywood is not working, but you are.
Yep.
And you're making
because
it
happen. Because it's a mindset. It's like you can either go with the easy
flow. Hold on, I'm going to cut this out because he's going to get a big head, bro.
Okay, but let me leave you with this. So, you know our girl Brittany that was up here before?
Yeah, Miss Marquez.
Boom. Damn. Memories good. There you go. She hit me with the question the other day. You know, we got this like group. Not a group thing. You know how you can network through offices. We have multiple locations. She hit me with a question the other day, and she was like, and it was so bizarre. Not bizarre. It was just kind of out of nowhere. She was like, what's up? What's on your mind? Like, you know, how you feel?
Yeah.
You know, people ask how you're doing, but it's the generic, hey, hi, how you doing? You feel, but she was like, what's on your mind? How you doing? Like, how you feel?
Yeah.
And instantly I knew that it wasn't a generic question. It was like, yo, like, you have a different way of thinking. I want to know what's on your mind. And I took about 2 minutes to reflect and see what the fuck was like. Okay, well. And then I was like, you know what? This year has been like the most challenging year that I've ever dealt with on so many levels.
True.
You know what I mean? On because it wasn't challenging, like, oh, my car broke down. I had to do this and I had to do that. Like, none of that generic bullshit. Mm-hmm. It was mental. Mm-hmm. It was physical. It was, you know, a lot of psychological stuff. It was, you know, dealing with partners and spouses and friends and keeping relationships tight and shit like that and different challenges. And I was like, you know what? This year, I feel like I've been tested more than I've ever been tested in my life. And I'm so proud of how I've responded because I feel like I crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? In the beginning of the year, my New Year's resolution before any COVID shit or whatever was what? Challenge myself.
True.
And that's why I even chose to even do this.
So what I see in both of you guys' eyes, and I know you guys. And so when I talk to you, like, there's no second guessing how Travis looks. Or my brother looks when I really talk to you guys, because honestly, I don't want to say that we're those guys, but we're those guys, bro. Like between us, like
there's a different cloth.
There's a lot of alpha going on here.
Right.
We need to run shit and we need to be in charge of our own destiny, man. No matter how it falls, like we have to pick it up and drag it.
Right.
Have to put it up, pack it up, carry it, however it may be, man.
Yeah.
And that's why I respect you guys. And I'm thankful for you guys, because you guys keep me going too. Like, you say some shit and it's like, oh man, you're encouraging me.
Right.
You may not know it. My brother says some shit that encourages me. And
all the time.
It's
same thoughts, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, you talk about a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we think it's a grind, but we know it's not even a grind.
No. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's like I don't want to say the difference between us and, you know, the next podcast, but no, we think alike without even talking about it.
Yeah.
And we know, this is our thing. This is our venting hours, you know, it's like,
well, this is
feel good too, you know,
for me, this is a creative outlet. It's a personal outlet. It's a therapeutical outlet. It's a bonding outlet.
Yeah.
It's a brotherly outlet.
Yeah. It's just building. You know, different situations we talk about, people we connect with, perspective we're introduced to. It's all different.
We have learned a lot together doing this little thing.
Yeah.
And it's gotten pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Dude, that's a, like, I know me. I know what my potential is. I know what I can do. Right. I know what I've done. Same right. with you guys. You, right. you guys know your potential, or maybe you think you do, and you'll exceed that.
Yeah,
you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, honestly, bro, like, we are different. Like, I know yeah. if I've always been different as an individual.
True.
You know, and then I would hear something about a compliment towards my brother or the podcast or Trav.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, well, that's my guy. So yeah, exactly. it's going to be fly.
Yeah.
You know, that's just honestly, True. I've always tried True. To be fly
yeah.
within a professional,
right.
I don't know, manner. Yeah. You know, just
be,
represent yourself.
Sucker free.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to represent yourself in a certain way. And, yeah. you know, we like nice things. We want, yeah. you know, we like to talk about current events, but yeah. we are a different cloth. And that's right. just yeah. me speaking boldly, yeah. boldly. Yeah. Boldly
yeah.
and honestly, truthfully, because mm-hmm. we're three fly guys. That's what yeah. it is, you know. And right. I keep my circle tight with True. Fly people, right. People that share the same interests. Obviously, you know True. That's what makes us friends.
Yeah,
yeah. And we are different I for sure. It. No yeah. doubt. I know I am. Mm-hmm. I always think I'm confident.
Yeah,
you got to
yeah.
be confident, yeah. right?
Yeah. True.
And even more so confident with the mentality from like. What I went through, like just on the grind, trying to get back in shape and all that, you know yeah, what right. I mean? So, yeah.
great job, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, for real.
And you know what, dude? They're honestly, like people better watch out, man. Because yeah. not like their job might be at risk. Like no, this yeah, just yeah, gives right. me that extra. It's like the liquor.
Yeah,
you know, it's like liquid courage.
Yeah, yeah.
but it's actually real
exactly.
confidence yeah. in what you have to present. To people it yeah. is right there.
Yeah,
yeah, no, that's true.
Man, I agree with that 100%.
It's a different type of fuel.
Yeah, man, I'm just tired of like holding it back. Like, no, let's talk about it. Like, yo, yeah, those yeah. Chad came on with some fresh kicks on yeah. today. I was like, oh, boom, Jordan 4s maroon, yeah. dope. I wanted yeah. to get those, you know. Yeah. And that's how we are. He'll be like, oh, those slides you wearing today? Yeah, yeah. man, I'm comfortable yeah. today.
No,
you know?
But that's a flex in itself.
It is.
You know,
it
what is. I mean? It's like, that's the thing. That's the thing. When you get two people, like you said, Alpha, like he said, talk your shit. Like, you know, like I'm saying, it's like, it's a different claw. It's like,
it is.
It's hard to be yourself in this society if you don't match the normal social expectation. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then you almost feel guilty about it. It's kind of like, oh, some people take a different way. Some people want to be humble.
True.
Some people want to be on some Tupac shit. Some people want to be on some fucking, let me build a foundation shit.
Yeah.
And it's like there should be a space for everybody. You know what I mean? But yeah. like the way that we've been brought up, the way society is right now, if you don't fit a certain one or two modes, then all of a sudden you're a weirdo, or all of a sudden you're, you know, this, or all of a sudden it's not, oh, no one's going to accept that. But like, I think some of the jewels that we heard today,
yeah.
one from Robert yeah. was be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's value in that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've heard this before in different ways, but yeah. like that's old school game. Be your fucking self. Mm-hmm. I don't like look at Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
Look at fucking The Rock. Look at fucking all these people that are Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like all these people are individually themselves.
Yeah.
They from the moment they stepped on the scene to the moment they're going to pass away, the reason why they're going to be remembered is because they entered and they left themselves.
True.
You feel me? So whether you see the value in it or not, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be myself. You know what I mean? No, that's you.
No, I'm good.
You good? Yeah. Okay.
Well, I know exactly what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, whether you don't fit the mold or if you can't go back down your timeline or see anything that matches you,
yeah.
soon as you can go down any kind of, like, timeline and you can't see yourself as anybody else, realize that you shouldn't feel bad about that. If you're a young kid or if you're a person listening to this right now and you feel like you don't fit in anywhere, instead of feeling down and discouraged about it, realize that that is, you hit gold.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've discovered a new element or a new material or whatever. You're not titanium. You're not platinum. You're not gold.
Mm-hmm.
You're on another level. Yep. You know, add your precious metal and add value to it.
I like that.
You know what I mean? So because a lot of people, they don't realize that the differences in people is what adds to society. It's what adds to the benefit of mm-hmm. of just mankind. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Just like be yourself.
Yes.
We want to see that shit.
Be a salt of the earth.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I want to expand, you know, like, but I mean, meaning with friends, older friends right. sometimes, but honestly, like I'm going to give it a shot and then, in a couple weeks with a few friends.
Yeah.
See how it goes, man. Yeah. And that's my testing point. Yeah. Like, is this like really what I want? And I already know the answer, but I want to see my friends. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just.
And if not, you out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Just, and that's another thing. Like, I was talking to somebody, back to that, Brittany asking me that question. I was like I had a moment where I was like really, really, really proud of myself, you know? And shout out, I want to give someone else a shout out, my wife. Yeah. Today, bro, I don't know how many of y'all out there that has toddlers and, you know, small children, you know, age 4 and below, but like I had a different perspective of women and just parents, not just women, just parents that take care of these children and help them develop into who they are. Those younger years and what they're going through and emotions they're trying to express is deep shit.
Yeah.
Deep, like deep, deep shit.
The most important years.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like heavy. And then the parents that have the patience to deal with it and not only just deal with it, but like help them blossom with the patience of accepting them for who they are. That's some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. I have mad respect for good parents.
Yes.
I have
she's a hell of a good parent.
Well, I have a lot of respect for you guys, your family, Christian, Travis. You guys kill it, man. There's obviously a reason that I don't have kids, which is okay. But you know, living through you guys, I mean, that's enough. Yeah. That's enough for me. But
tell me about it.
You guys, I don't know how you guys do it. It's just one of those things.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
I almost took my head off with a pistol today, man. Today was just rough. But man,
I think
he's gonna be. Yeah. He took a hard spill today. Posted it on my story.
I saw that.
He ate it hard.
Yeah. Is it on that bike thing?
On that little he was running.
Oh
yeah, okay.
Downhill.
Fresh. I just got him dressed, you know, for the day. It was all late, whatever. Yeah. Put a fresh white tee on, and he runs and he trips and falls on the asphalt from the driveway to the asphalt. I was like, oh dang! I was like, oh, and so I picked him up, see if he was good, put him down, and I was just like, walked away.
They're tough. They are tough kids, man.
They are tough. And
well, I give you guys props. I don't tell you guys that all the time, but you guys are extremely good parents, man. Like, you know, it's respectable. It's a respectable way of life.
It's the women. That's
not, yeah,
no,
but,
no, not in every situation.
But don't take it away from yourself, because I see how you are and I see how my brother is. And it's really refreshing to see, man, because there's a lot of people missing out on something like that that they needed. And I think that we would all be in a better place if everything was in order, quote unquote, the way that you guys have it. So I respect you guys and I thank you guys. And, what more can I say?
Yeah.
Other than I love you guys, and I'll always love you till the end. But
2021 is going to be lit, bro.
Amen, sir.
I'm calling it now.
Amen, sir.
Yeah, I think
I'm
so.
I'm calling it now.
Something's going to crack.
Yeah. Well, let's get
out of here.
Let's wrap this mommy up, bro.
I
appreciate you, Travis. I love you. Christian, I love you. Thank you, Erica.
Yeah.
Check out My Meet You Krula on Instagram.
Shout out to your mom.
Thank you for my mother.
Yeah. Robert.
Mark Roberts and my man Tootie and my brother Denizel.
The Nizzle.
We do have some cool merch right here. We got some hats.
We got some merch.
We'll check them out. We're going to post it on the Instagram.
The Instagram.
That's what Robert says.
If you like what you're hearing, you want to support us.
Yeah.
You know, buy a hat, buy a shirt.
We got the dad hat up there. We got the sucker free version hat.
Exactly.
And man, we got looks for everyone. Yeah, more to come.
We got some more stuff. But thank you guys. Appreciate you. We out of here. Let's go get some chacos.
Yes. Chacos.
Need some of that.
Clap them booty lips.
Oh my god.
You gotta go.
Peace.